baggage handling, airport transfers, inter-island flights, escorted sightseeing on each and every island, plus a Polynesian tour director handling all the details and making sure you have fun. The total price for two people is only $5,086. That's an astonishing low price for a quality Hawaiian vacation, including airfare from St. Louis. For reservations and all the details, call YMT Vacations at 1-800-736-7300. Call today for this limited offer. 1-800-736-7300. Let YMT make your Hawaiian dreams come true. Call 1-800-736-7300.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florists can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Saturday at Ace, get 50% off one regular priced item under $30 with your Saturday coupon. Find and print the coupon at acehardware.com.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Limit one coupon per household. Offer only valid Saturday, November 24th. Must present coupon to redeem offer.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Additional conditions and other exclusions apply.
Buy one, get one is back at Famous Footwear. Buy one pair of shoes and get another pair half off, just in time for holiday shopping. Famous Footwear. Victory is yours.
Mizzou and the SEC. The inaugural season continues. Tune in this Saturday for Mizzou football, presented by West County Nissan, PM Barbecue, and Heartland Bank on the Big 550 KTRS.
In your playhouse, it's on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
There's no fun left on air.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
flower arranging skills, painting skills, quilting skills.
So can you send up? We're about to get.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Thanksgiving Eve. How come they have Christmas Eve?
But the Christmas Eve.
I guess because there's nothing that happens. Like on Christmas Eve, Santa Claus comes.
Right.
There's really nothing
this
happens.
This is like one of the biggest partying nights of the year.
Yeah.
What, the day tonight is?
Yeah, oh, the day sure. Before Thanksgiving.
All the college kids are back in town from wherever they're, you know, if they're out of town.
I was not aware of
that. Yeah.
I was not aware of that. Well, welcome to this edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by, something you ought to go pick up and have at the house for tomorrow and all weekend, American Patriot Beer.
Hey!
Yeah. That'll make for a nice Thanksgiving holiday weekend at the house. Let's introduce some people to your control board operators, Eon the Peon. Peon, would you say hi to your sponsor?
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not happy with your current financial advisor, we would like you to get a second opinion with our friends Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's nice, Dan. Nice greeting for everybody. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
That's what you call him?
What?
You actually call him by that name. All right, boy says he dreads, he always dreads this time of year because Uncle what?
Cheese.
Uncle Cheese is coming over.
Uncle Cheese.
He's got an uncle he calls Uncle Cheese.
He cuts
the what?
Cheese.
Because he cuts the cheese, so they call him Uncle Cheese.
Well, I have an Uncle Gravy, so Uncle Cheese makes sense.
Well, you do. You have an Uncle Gravy. Everybody has that uncle, that different uncle. If you would please, and I know that many of you throughout your houses this weekend, we'll be piping the sounds of polka music. That's one of the most popular types of music to play for all generations and ages, and nobody plays it better than Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Bruce was telling me they got a lot of gigs. They are hired all through the weekend for gigs. Wow. People wanting polka music.
Wow.
I tell you, it's hotter than ever. Hotter than ever. We're brought to you by American Patriot Beer. I grew up in a house with no beer, with no alcohol of any type. Very strict Southern Protestant.
I never
opened the refrigerator and saw a beer the whole time I grew up. What were you going to say?
I said I grew up in our family enjoys some libations from time to time.
I think a lot of families do, but mine was kind of an over-the-top, overly to the point of being ridiculous about rules and things not to do, and weren't allowed to have any beers or any kind of alcohol. I remember one time my dad stopped with some people at work and had, I think, a beer after work, and my mother tore him apart. She just, she didn't like it. And there are people that live that way. So I never really tasted any beer till I was on my own in 21. And I never became what anybody, by anybody's definition of big beer drinker, would be a big beer drinker. I don't drink a lot of beer. And when I do drink beer, it has to be... not sweet's not a good word. It just has to be very, very light and smooth.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Not bitter. And it has to be cold. For me, it has to be cold. The coldest that you can possibly get it in a refrigerator is almost cold enough.
Yeah, that's it. If I drink beer, yeah, it has to be ice cold.
And then I got to add to that cold beer the element of a frozen, frosted glass or mug. In fact, if I go out somewhere... when I do have a beer, I ask the waiter or waitress, do you have a frosted mug?
And sometimes
they say, yeah, and you know what they bring? They bring you, and you're a bartender, they bring you a glass that they ran some cold water over.
Right.
No, not the same.
You can do it. Yeah, usually we keep them done at our bar, some glasses in a cold case where they're already cold. But if you could, there's a way to do it faster. You could leave it. Ice water just in there for like, you know, 2-3 minutes.
That'll
get the mug pretty cold.
That helps a lot. So here we are with a new beer on the market as of a very few months ago, and it's American Patriot Beer. And what I'm going to try to do is get what so many of you were nice enough to do when we sold Thomas Coffee. And the Thomas Coffee company was sold. I don't even know who owns it now. Don't even know if there's still Thomas Coffee. And by the way, a sidebar, I understand that Tom Charleville, who was the Tom of Thomas Coffee, is in the process of trying to launch a new coffee, and I wish him nothing but the best, because this guy was a terrific client of ours and supporter of the show for 8 years until that company was sold, and he knows coffee. Were you with us when we went to the coffee plantation down in Jamaica?
No, I didn't go on that.
I didn't go on that either.
Holy cow.
But I heard that, what, the Blue Mountain?
Well, Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee is probably the finest coffee in the world.
Yeah.
If you were to put much of it in regular blends of coffee, nobody could afford to buy it. But he knows coffee. My point here is this. Beer and coffee and cigarettes are all, there's something, they have something in common, and that is brand loyalty. And you may be very loyal, as you are to a coffee or a brand of cigarettes, you may be very loyal to a beer, a particular beer. And you're doing yourself a disservice, because out of habit, you order the same beer. I'm going to ask you to break the habit one time. I'm going to ask you to go in somewhere, and if they don't have American Patriot, say, why not? Almost make them look or feel stupid. Don't tell them they're stupid. Just make them wonder when you walk away, wow, what is it that I should know that I don't know about this American Patriot beer? Maybe we ought to start selling that. And you pick up a six-pack or a couple of six-packs or whatever. I'd say get the regular and get some in the light. And then you take it home, and you taste it cold. That's the way I'm going to suggest you do it, or however you like to drink beer. And I'm going to tell you there's a very good chance that you now have a new beer habit and a new beer of choice, and it's going to be American Patriot beer. Number one on the list of reasons to change beers, of course, is the taste. Price is important, but taste is probably number one. And then is it affordable? And the answer is yes. And then this is, of course, this whole fact that it is, and this is becoming, I think Coors sold out to, I forgot what country it was, and then our brewery, I won't even name the name of it, that's now a Belgian company, and here we have, once again, an all-American beer that's brewed in America. Everything about it's American. But again, I understand that what's most important is, look, if it tasted like crap, nobody'd care where it's brewed or where it came from. They're not going to buy it. But people are liking this American Patriot beer. And when you go somewhere and they don't have it, just say, when do you think you'll be getting that in? Because I'd like to come back when you get American Patriot beer. Almost as if to say, I'll just do my shopping somewhere else. Or I'll sit down and have my drink at another tavern, another bar, another restaurant, till you get American Patriot beer. Put the squeeze on them. American, you'll be doing them a favor. American Patriot beer. You could check their website out at AmericanPatriotBeer.com. Understand the lunch lady has something special today. She actually offers to send people a picture.
Yeah.
Wow. So I know about this. How do you get a picture of the lunch lady?
I don't know.
That might be interesting, or not.
Yes.
Well, do you have your turkey out the thaw?
Thaw.
Well, I hope so. Today, we are going to have, oh my goodness, chicken livers.
Oh.
Good old mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans, and macaroni and cheese.
Oh, I love that.
Cheese.
That's right, red boy.
And butter.
Red
and butter. Cornbread would be better.
Cornbread.
And for dessert, chocolate cake. Now, doesn't that sound delicious?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
sure does.
Does. Oh, how happy you have made me.
Oh, boy.
I sit by my window and I watch him as he passes by.
What?
Who?
Myself, take me down to Paradise City where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. Oh, please take me home. Everybody asks me what I want for Christmas.
I didn't ask you.
I have never been to Disney World or Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd love to see Goofy and the Princess and Legoland and all this other stuff. So what do you want for Christmas?
I want you to go away.
Do you want a Santa Claus picture of the lunch lady?
Santa Claus picture.
If you do, send me a postcard or something with your self-addressed envelope.
Postcard?
And I'll be more than happy to send you one because I just got one made the other day.
Oh, an email.
Okay. Love ya. You know the lunch lady does.
But she doesn't give an address or anything.
Yeah. How are you supposed to send her anything?
I know.
How about an email address?
She just expects everybody to know.
She got a new picture with Santa, or new Santa.
What'd she call it? Was it her in a Santa hat or something?
Probably.
Oh, brother.
Oh, she's going to be flooded with requests for that if they knew where to send them.
Yeah.
Yeah, she left out one very important thing. You're right. The address. Now, tell me if it's just me. When we first started listening to her, she has deliberately become more affected with this, idea.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She's probably had people say, we love the way your accent.
So she lays it on thicker.
Yeah.
I think so.
Good old mice, but potatoes and gravy. She just stretches it out. She's added 8 syllables to
chicken livers.
Oh, I love chicken livers.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you where you get some great fried chicken livers. It's a free plug for this place. It's okay. They couldn't afford to advertise because it's a little neighborhood place. Carmody's Bar and Grill on Clarkson Road. Somebody told me one time, they said, you like chili, which I do, good, thick, homemade chili, and chicken livers. They said, go into this Carmody. So I went in there on the way home one night. And it's one of those places where, I mentioned this before, when you walk in, you know you're the only one that's not a regular in there. Everybody in there is always in there. And you walk in, and it's kind of like a scene in a Western when everybody stops and turns and looks at the stranger who just came to town. And when I walked in, I thought, I am the only guy in here who's in here for the first time. And I went up to the bar, and I said, so I hear you have great chicken livers? And they said, yeah, we do. And I said, and great chili? She said, yeah, we do. I said, all right. I'll take both, and I'll take them to go. And I'm going to tell you something. They were fantastic. But if you don't like chicken livers, I don't care how good they were, you're not going to like them. It's like beef liver and onions. It's like, if you don't like liver, you don't like liver.
Yeah, I don't. Do you eat, like, the liver and onions?
You bet.
Oh, my goodness.
You bet I do.
How do you even get past the look of it?
Well, you can not like it all you want, but look how muscular I am.
That's true.
See? Rest my case right there. All right, where to start? Oh, you want a bonus joke? Because somebody sent me this, and we have done it, but it's a quickie, so I'll just throw it in as a bonus joke. Guy goes to the doctor. And he's just beside himself. He's just in a panic. He goes, Doc, you know, I've been coming to you for a long time. And when I started coming to you, I was 6'1". And then the next thing you know, I'm 5'11". Then I'm 5'9". Then I'm 5'7". And then I'm 5'2". Doc, I'm 5 feet tall. I was 6'1". I'm shrinking. I'm shrinking. What am I going to do? The doctor says, no. You'll just have to be a little patient. Get it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, this could make some people mad. I hope it doesn't. It's just a personal opinion. That's all it is. Do you ever have somebody give you a Christmas gift? You get a card or something in the mail, and your gift is that they gave a charity something in your name?
Yes.
Don't do that.
No, yeah, don't do that.
You know, because I didn't open it and go, woohoo!
Right.
Yeah! $20 that went to somebody else. That's not what I want. I know it's a good thing. Give it in your own name, okay? Because you're getting the deduction for it. Just give them to them in your own name. Don't give me anything. If it's a decent, worthwhile cause, give them the money, but don't put it in my name or somebody else's name. Like, that's a big deal gift. It's not. Here's another thing I'm not into, and again, don't get mad at me, because if you are, and I have a really good friend, female, we know known the couple forever, and she is one of the people I'm about to describe. It's just not my thing. The people who wear, every holiday, a sweater or something that's a holiday sweater. Like, they'll have a sweater with a turkey on it. And at Christmas, they've always got a green and red thing. It's got, you know, holly on it.
That's
Christmas sweater.
That's the newest thing for, like, teenagers and early 20s. They have bad Christmas sweater parties.
Oh, yeah. I know a couple people that are doing
everybody
that.
Shows up with, like, the most gaudy, over-the-top.
And you go to somebody's house. You get your Christmas tie on.
Yeah.
Your Christmas pants.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't do that.
I'm not into that either. And I know that makes me the odd one, but I'm just that's not my thing either. I don't know if you heard, but I think it was just this morning, Jesse Jackson Jr. has resigned. Now, he just won, and not by, I mean, he handily won his seat as representative, and it was reelected. And so now he's already resigned. Now he's going with this bipolar thing. He's been hospitalized. I think you've heard about this.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Jesse Jackson Jr. is being investigated and has been being investigated for a while for skimming campaign contribution money to remodel his house and to buy jewelry for his mistress.
Oh.
Yeah. So he says
he's
buying.
Still won handily. That's
he still won. But and didn't Jesse Sr., a couple of years ago, they found out he had a girlfriend, and didn't she have a baby or something? Yeah. I tried to connect earlier today by satellite with Jesse Jackson Sr.
Oh, is he busy?
Well, we had some technical issues. Oh. I'll play you the attempt that I had to talk with him. Here it is. You'll hear me kind of in the background.
Okay.
You'll hear on satellite. Reverend Jackson, I'm glad you could speak with us today. What's the deal with your son?
I'm on the air.
Yeah, sir, you're on the air.
I cannot hear you. And I'm assuming you want to know about my son, Jesse Jackson Jr. As you know, he has been hospitalized with the bipolar disorder. I know that many people are talking, saying maybe the one reason he resigned was because of this investigation by the FBI, but I'll tell you that's not true. Doesn't one has nothing to do with the other. Am I on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air. We can hear you.
I'm getting some feedback. Some kind of feedback buzzing in my head or something. I don't know if I'm on the air or not. But I want to say, and I'm going to be clear, my son is not guilty of skimming money of my mother's house by a jewel for mistress. I'm going to make that clear. Thanks for giving me the time to talk today.
Wow. Jesse Jackson. I just love to hear him talk. Love the speech pattern. I didn't say it was a good interview.
No, well, why just wanted to let people know
that's the power of the Big 550. Story breaks and boom, we have Jesse
Bad
Jackson.
Equipment. Oh, yeah.
Right, it's our equipment. Yeah, but we are rock solid in terms of our contacts. There's a guy who has a syndicated show. His name is Dave Ramsey. Have you ever heard this guy's Southern accent?
I've heard of him. Yes, I've never heard the show, but I've heard of him.
I heard him recently. I was on the road, and I don't know whether it was, you know, the lake or Kansas City. I think it was Kansas City, and I picked him up, and I like this guy because he's one of those just good common sense financial guys. And somebody called, a guy called and said that he said, my wife is a photographer, and she does it part-time, but she's really good, and she wants to eventually have a full-time photography business, and she has a good friend that wants to be her partner in the business. And this Dave Ramsey says, stop right there. No, no, no. He says, if you do this, you're stupid. He says, you do not want your wife's friend to be your business partner. And he went into a whole bunch of things that made all the sense in the world. And what it caused me to want to do today is to give some advice to people that on the surface sounds kind of cold and heartless. But in the same way that it's not impossible, but it's rare to take on a partner, especially if it's a friend. You want to be my partner? And they want to have part of the business, whether it's a little business or a big business. That generally doesn't work out very well. Here's the other thing that doesn't work out. And this is the time of year when it hits. It's friends and relatives who want to borrow money. And they want to borrow. And it's a hard thing to do. Let me tell you something. I have learned a lesson many, many times over. When you loan friends money, and relatives, I would make an exception. If your kids need some money, you know that deep down you're not thinking of it as a loan anyway. You're helping them. If they pay you back, okay. And if they don't, it's okay. They're your kids. But when you start loaning money to people, there's about a 98% chance you'll never see it again. Because to them, you got all the money in the world. If you can afford to cut loose that money, and you'll never miss it. So they generally don't have any intention of paying you back. I'm just telling you that it seems cold, and they'll act like they hate your guts. Well, fine, brother-in-law, you are. You know, you're doing well, and here I'm starving to death. All that does is buy somebody time. It buys them time. The motivation to get a better job or the motivation to do better at what you're doing is not somebody giving you money to buy you another 2 or 3 months so that then when you run out, you're motivated to do better. And when I was 19 or 20, sometimes I tell stories I've told before, but I think it's been long enough. I had an uncle who was, he did pretty well. He was a real estate, had his own real estate agency, and I needed $500, and I knew my dad didn't have it. And I remember I drove down to Tennessee, drove all the way to Tennessee and back in one day so I could face-to-face ask my uncle for $500. And he said, son, he always called me son. He said, son, I'm not going to loan it to you. And it was devastating. And I said, why not? He said, it's just not a good idea to loan relatives money. One of these days, you'll understand that. Now, in my case, I would have paid him back. And what I ended up doing was asking my dad if he'd go to the bank and apply for a loan for $500, and then I'd pay him back. And I paid him back. But I could see it on my dad's face when he went to take the loan out. I know he thought, oh, my goodness, if he can't pay this back, this is something I don't need to be biting off. My dad just didn't have the money to take out a loan for $500. He had rent to pay. And so it's just my advice. That's all it is. And it's hard to do, but somewhere down the line, you'll see. And there are exceptions, I know that, but usually you'll never see. Now, if you want to loan it, then you should have this mindset. As soon as you hand them the check, I'll never see this money again. Just go ahead and put that in your head. And then the only surprise you'll have is a pleasant surprise when you do get, you know, your money back. And good luck with that. Other than that, I guess it's time to go get the ladies. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
There aren't a lot of Thanksgiving jokes. So what I did is I took a great old joke and I transformed it into a Thanksgiving joke. I put Thanksgiving in it. I hope you appreciate that effort. So we'll make it the story of a young couple. They're madly in love, and it's really serious. It's so serious that she invites him to join her and her family for Thanksgiving at her parents' home. That's serious when you bring somebody to, because Thanksgiving is like a family thing. And they'd also decided that after the Thanksgiving dinner, they'd leave the house, and he already had a room at the Ritz-Carlton. They were going to do it for the first time. They were going to get it on. This is going to be a big, big day and a big night. So they go to her parents' house, and everything goes great. The parents love him. He's polite. He's classy. He's considerate. He's interesting. He engages everybody, talks to her mom and her dad and her brother and her sister. Everything goes great. They wrap it all up. Dinner's over. They leave. And they head for the hotel. They get in the room, and he starts tearing at her clothes, and he said, all right, let's, and he used the F word.
Oh.
Let's wow. F right now. She's startled. She says, whoa. Where's the man that I was with earlier today? Where's the man with manners? Where is the man who said please and thank you and nice to meet you and yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, and excuse me if it's not too much trouble, would you please pass the dressing? Where's that guy? Let's F. You got to be kidding me. This is not the guy I thought I was going to be with. So they get undressed and they get in bed and she's miffed. She says, I'll give you another chance. He says, all right. Honey? She said, yes. He said, would you please pass the vagina?
See if things are getting any better out there traffic-wise with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hey, hi, Dan. Yeah, really, they are getting better. Nothing like what we've had in the past, the 2 days this week and then a couple days last week. Southbound 270 looks much, much better. You're slow south of 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 64, just a little heavy Hampton through McCausland, but it has cleared up between 270 and Mason. Going to find a little slow pocket or two from Clarkson up to the Boone Bridge. They've cleared that accident on westbound 30 at Little Brennan. You still are backed up, about a half a mile west of 141, and it's just some slow pockets as you make your way towards Little Brennan. On westbound 270, it looks like we're slowing west of... It's actually about the Earth City Expressway up to the Blanchet Bridge. Southbound 170, heavy from Del Mar down through Highway 64. Southbound 141 is actually the worst of it. It's just solid now from Big Bend down through 44. This traffic report brought to you by Garmin. Drive with good cheer. Newbie is here. This holiday gift-giving season, give a Garmin. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thanksgiving Day. You're invited to Thanksgiving with the Kilcoins.
Martin Kilcoin here. Wait a minute. Thanksgiving at my house? This must have been in the contract. I got to start reading this stuff. Yeah, we're opening the doors. The Kilcoin house. Never know who's going to stop by. Special friends, special traditions. We'll have stuffing and dressing. Or is that Same thing. I'm so confused. It's going to be a fun day, though. Spend your turkey day with us.
Thanksgiving with the Kilcoins. Begins Thursday morning at 10 a.m. on the Big 550. Brought to you by American Patriot Beer. Taking America back one beer at a time.
Hi, George Weber. At last year's Black Friday sale, Weber Chevrolet sold 440 vehicles, seven times more than the normal weekend. Seven times! Don't miss out this time around as we once again offer our lowest prices of the year. Like last year, we're opening our doors at 5 a.m. and offering unbelievable deals on cruises and Malibus. 2013 base cruises, dealer discounted to just $14.9, and 2013 base Malibus to just $19.9. These prices are available to everyone. There are no gimmicks and no asterisks, but the prices are only good until 9 a.m. That's not all. Every other vehicle in our lots will be on sale at different times during the weekend. No matter what you want or need, you can buy it for Black Friday pricing. We even have specials we're not allowed to advertise. Check out WeberChevrolet.com for the schedule and complete details. Come see why we sold 440 cars in one day last year. It's only at Weber Chevrolet. Four locations are at WeberChevrolet.com. Chevy runs deep. See you at 5 a.m.
What a great game. Only a few minutes to go.
Hey, we're going to win this one, just like I won with my mortgage.
What do you mean?
Rates are still at historic lows, and I was able to refinance my mortgage before it was too late.
Really?
You need to contact American Equity Mortgage before the clock runs out.
Wait a minute.
Aren't you?
Just remember, AmericanEquity.com. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Take advantage of these historically low rates before it's too late. Call us today to find out how you can save hundreds, even thousands of dollars on your mortgage. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. 878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call right now.
We'll get you to a better place. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Ever notice how some homes have a style all their own? The secret? It all starts with the floors. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. For more than 70 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing you the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. Whether you're looking for carpet, tile, laminate, or hardwood floors, you'll find it all at Midwest Floor. Here's a suggestion. Beautiful pre-finished hardwood flooring is on sale for an incredible $6.99 a square foot installed. That's right. You can have beautiful pre-finished solid oak hardwood floors installed for only $6.99 a square foot. This sale is for 3/4 inch thick, 2 1/4 wide solid oak hardwood and your choice of 7 gorgeous colors. This is a high-quality, American-made hardwood floor installed by our own Union Craftsman. So hurry into one of our two stores and give your home the beauty it deserves. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
The best way to solve any problem is usually the simplest and most straightforward. After all, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's why when your foundation starts cracking or sinking, you need PermaJack, the patented foundation stabilizing system. Steel piers are hydraulically driven to give your home a foundation it can stand on, a foundation that is solid as rock. PermaJack is the simple system. A small crew can install it in only a few days without major excavation or heavy equipment. PermaJack is the straightforward system. A small hole is dug next to your foundation wall. The PermaJack bracket is attached to the footing. A hydraulic pump forces a sturdy steel pier down into the earth as far as necessary, and the hole is refilled. PermaJack is the best system. Each pier is load tested under pressure to be certain your foundation is securely supported. There's no competition. Other systems just can't match the simplicity, reliability, and economy of PermaJack. The original PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
Hey, baby, at Meyer Honda in O'Fallon, Illinois, there's a lot of crap today that makes people worried and stressed out. Economy, environment, politics. Let me tell you a story. This is about a kid. Well, he's actually 23. And P.S., getting old for me is a stress factor. Anyway, this kid bought a Meyer Honda Accord a few years ago, and he is one of the nicest people in a Honda. And he is rough on cars. He waits to the last minute to deal with maintenance. It's unkempt, driven hard, etc. His Accord has been so good to him with just the basics. He has almost 250,000 miles on it. No worries. Just let's all hope that Accord can transport him to a job interview. Now is the time to get your Accord from Meyer Honda. We're doing it all to get you in the right Accord for the lowest price. Economy? Check. Great gas mileage, lowest prices. Environment? Check. Great gas mileage, ultra-low emissions. Politics and aging? That's a different story. Your Gateway Honda dealer, Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois, MeyerHonda.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. As a 72 Mizzou grad, I'm proud to sponsor Mizzou football. SEC, watch out.
Connolly Roofing is tops. Head our house.
314-822-7100.
Get to Kohl's for Operation Black Friday. Beginning midnight Thursday, shop over 500 early bird specials. Plus get $15 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Kohl's, expect great things.
Let's jump right in here and get right to it. From Southern California, it's time for the one and only Mike Evans, brought to you by the one and only Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home, thompsonprice.com. Give it up for Mike Evans, everybody.
Get it! Pop quiz question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Who rides a bicycle to work every day in New York City? Stella McCartney? Brian Williams? Al Roker? Answer in just a minute. Latest on Lindsay Lohan, police have recommended that the district attorney file a criminal complaint against Lindsay for interfering in an investigation and lying to the police officers, and the probation department thus has already said that they will ask for a formal court hearing to look into her violation of her probation. This could happen as early as Friday.
I'd like to pat her down.
Yeah.
Is he nasty?
He is.
No, there's nothing nasty about it. I'm heterosexual. She's got nice ones. I'd like to pat her down.
He's smuggling some eggplants?
Yeah. Are you smuggling some cantaloupes in here?
I think you'd like to smuggle some sausage.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I think you'd like to play hide them than
ever. It's always better to add a sausage in the rear.
Hey, my goodness.
Hey.
Knock that off right now.
Selena Gomez tells friends Justin Bieber is just a horrible dresser. Says they go out to really expensive fancy restaurant and he shows up wearing oversized goofy baseball caps, on wearing them on the side of his head.
That's a good new look. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, really. Long women's beads.
Oh, boy.
Usually silk or leather tank tops.
Oh, my gosh.
Stretch pant jeans that are custom made. And his favorite pink tennis shoes.
What a goof.
He can do whatever he wants. He's Justin Bieber.
Well, there you go. One more Bieber nugget. He played hard to get for the producers of the America's Music Awards, but decided to do the show, told them, quote, he'd do it to help their ratings, end quote. For the record, worst AMA show ratings in history.
What an ego.
Unbelievable. Favorites to get Oscar nominations, Anthony Hopkins for Hitchcock.
Oh, man. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to go see it. Like, it opens this weekend, right?
There you go.
Oh, I'm going to see it. He, what a job he did. Wow.
Daniel Day-Lewis in Lincoln.
Wow, yep. That's going to be
amazing. Joaquin Phoenix in The Master. All three of these guys don't really believe in acting awards, and they say they will most likely boycott the Oscars.
Wow.
Weird.
I don't get that. On the other hand, Bill Murray is expected to get nominated for playing Franklin Delano Roosevelt in Hyde Park on the Hudson. He says if he gets nominated, make no mistake about it, he will be there.
Yeah,
odds and ends, nobody recognizing Charlize Theron.
I'd recognize her.
Easy. She shaved her head for a movie part.
Mm.
Walk around, shave head. Steve Buscemi, paying for a documentary about the damage Hurricane Sandy did to the Jersey Shore. Although profits will go to the victims. Well, sorry to see the Stars canceled Kelsey Grammer's show, The Boss.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
But I liked it a lot.
When you mentioned Steve Buscemi's name, I was really surprised that he didn't get that Sexiest Man Alive thing.
Yeah.
He sure did.
Yeah.
A week from, this coming Sunday is the Hollywood Boulevard Christmas Lane Parade. This is a big deal. You know, when I was just a kid, I remember that Nina would take me to the parade.
And
the stars would be Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, Marilyn Monroe, Elvis Presley.
Wow.
I mean, this year the stars are Lou Ferrigno.
Lou Ferrigno?
Eric Estrada.
Oh my goodness.
And three cast members from Glee.
What year is it? 1982?
Is that just horrible?
Yeah, that's
what happened
sad.
To the Hollywood Lane a Christmas parade?
That's sad.
Unbelievable.
Lou Ferrigno.
And finally.
Well, Dan, you're laughing. It sounds like you're making fun of deaf people.
No. No.
Who rides a bike every day to work in New York City? Stella McCartney, Brian Williams, or Al Roker?
Dan.
Wow, I think I'm going to go with Al Roker.
Al Roker.
I'll go Roker.
Well, I wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving. And the answer is Al Roker. See ya.
We're geniuses.
Wow.
I actually knew that.
I did, too. He rides a foldable bike.
Yeah.
Really?
It folds up so you can carry it around.
So I'm taking it right into work with you.
Wow.
Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens Baths Home. I certainly hope you'll give them a chance to show you what they can do before you make a decision on your kitchen or bathroom remodel or home entertainment room. Here's another thing you might want to, and forget this New Year's resolution stuff. Nobody does that anyway. There's no reason you have to wait till the first of the year. You might want to do it after Thanksgiving, and that's set up a meeting with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, Mark and Jason of Stiefel Nicholas. And that way, by the time the first of the year gets here, you'll already have your investment plans in place. All you need for a meeting with them is to have either already invested or that you can invest $25,000 or more. It can be 401k money. It could be anything. It could be any just savings, part of a pension, profit-sharing plan, $25,000 or more. You say, well, I already have that money put in some places. Well, share that with them. Tell them what you're doing with it. If it's a good idea, they'll tell you what you're doing is right. If they have a better idea, then they'll share that with you. And then you make the decision. You make the decision whether or not you want to set up a second meeting with Mark and Jason. I think you're going to like them. I think you're going to realize right away they know what they're doing. And they're fair about what they do. People that promise you things like certain amount of return on your money, steer clear of those people. They're not fortune tellers, but there are people, unlike most of us, who actually know what the good ideas are, which things have more risk, which things have less risk. So set up a meeting, see what you think, even if you already have a financial advisor. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker. Best place to start, markandjason.com.
Let's see where the problem spots are in traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland. Happy Thanksgiving, Tim.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you, Frank, Ian, and the large morning show in the afternoon.
Have a nice day tomorrow. Thank you.
All right. You know what? Things have wrapped up pretty well this afternoon. Things are looking good. Just a little bit heavy on southbound 270 south of Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, we have one leftover incident. That's a new accident, actually, that just happened. It's on westbound 44 blocking one of the lanes at Highway 47. Shouldn't be much of a delay there. Everything is thinned out on westbound 30 as you make your way towards Little Brennan. Eastbound 270 is just a little slow between Lindbergh and 170. South and northbound 170, no delays there. Westbound 70, just a little bit slow between the Earth City Expressway and the Blanchette Bridge. And then on eastbound 64, you're heavy between 141 and Mason. That right lane stacks up, though, trying to get onto southbound 270 from Mason to 270. And this report is brought to you by Walgreens. Ever find yourself at the corner of Tis the Season and Tis the Season Already? Let Walgreens help you get a head start on the holidays with great deals. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, George Weber. At last year's Black Friday sale, Weber Chevrolet sold 440 vehicles, 7 times more than the normal weekend. 7 times! Don't miss out this time around as we once again offer our lowest prices of the year. Like last year, we're opening our doors at 5 a.m. and offering unbelievable deals on cruises and Malibus. 2013 base cruises, dealer discounted to just $14.9, and 2013 base Malibus to just $19.9. These prices are available to everyone. There are no gimmicks and no asterisks, but the prices are only good until 9 a.m. That's not all. Every other vehicle in our lots will be on sale at different times during the weekend. No matter what you want or need, you can buy it for Black Friday pricing. We even have specials we're not allowed to advertise. Check out WeberChevrolet.com for the schedule and complete details. Come see why we sold 440 cars in one day last year. It's only at Weber Chevrolet. Four locations are at WeberChevrolet.com. Chevy runs deep. See you at 5 a.m.
Get to Kohl's for Operation Black Friday. Beginning midnight Thursday, shop over 500 early bird specials. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Kohl's, expect great things.
Well, obviously, I'm thankful for a lot of things, but I'm especially thankful for listeners and advertisers. Thank you all very, very much. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree? And get out of here.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye,
y'all. KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550, and KTRS.com. The talk of St. Louis.